Although Prop 32 seems to treat unions and corporations somewhat equally on the subject of using payroll deductions for political purposes, the research director of the nonpartisan group California Common Sense says if passed, Prop 32 would have a greater impact on unions. Here's Michael Polyakov.
Well, I mean, it's contentious because it has huge political impact. It's hard to predict exactly what will happen, but it's clear that union political contributions will be much smaller going forward because they're just going to have less money. For corporations, they won't be able to contribute to candidates and candidate campaigns. However, they can still direct a lot of their money towards politics. So the method will change for corporations, but the actual amount of money may not. So they can instead spend more on ballot measures. They can spend more on independent expenditures. So that won't necessarily change. But for unions, because their primary source of money is paycheck deductions, this will hit them pretty hard.
While some critics of Prop 32 charge the measure is really anti-union, Polyakov says it's a bit more complicated than that.
It's not fair to say that it's just anti-union prop because corporations will be affected, but certainly corporations won't be affected as much as unions. So the effect is not balanced. That's certainly true.
By some measures, passage of Prop 32 would cost the state money to investigate violations. By some estimates, maybe more than $1 million a year. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070 News Radio.